你看见很明显，到了第一个世纪末了的时候，
Very clearly at the end of the first century,
你看见人对敬拜已经不清楚了。
Man's view of worship is no longer clear.
许多人就从犹太教里面就借了很多东西，就在那里敬拜。
And many people borrowed stuff from Judaism to worship.
你做犹太人知道怎么敬拜？
Because Jewish people know how to worship.
亚伯拉罕现在知道怎么敬拜。
People know how to worship idols.
那么是不是新约的敬拜就把这些敬拜把它学过来就是敬拜呢
？So do you copy that and borrow that to worship in the New Testament?
弟兄姊妹，很可惜的解释。
Sadly,
2000年来
2000 years,
教会里面许许多多的敬拜
，much worship in the church.
你要问一个问题，是不是新约的敬拜
？You have to ask, is it New Testament worship?
你分不清楚
，You can't distinguish it.
这是旧约的敬拜呢，还是新约的
？Is it Old Testament worship or New Testament worship?
弟兄姊妹，你怎么敬拜
？How do you worship?
你就知道主为你做了何等的大的。
Then you will know how big a work the Lord did.
你就知道我们的神是怎样的一位。
Then you will know what type of God our God is.
而且你知道这敬拜的生活里面包含了多少的东西。
And then you will know the life of worship, how much it's in.
我们认识的敬拜太少太少了。
Our understanding of worship is so little.
但是约翰福音给我们看见。
But the Gospel of John shows us.
约翰所给我们看见的敬拜。
The worship that John showed us.
全宇宙最丰富的敬拜。
Is the most rich worship in the world.
需要用我们一生来经历的这个敬拜。
It needs our whole life to experience it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们是不是学会了这个功课？
Have we learned this lesson?
我个人有一个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep feeling.
敬拜在教会里面已经是个失落的艺术。
The worship in the church is a lost art.
弟兄姊妹，这一次我们如果主恩待我们的话
，Brothers and sisters, if the Lord is merciful,
让我们回到圣经里面。
Let us turn back to the Bible.
让我们从主的话里面。
That through the Word of God,
给我们看见新约的敬拜是怎么一回事。
We can know what New Testament worship is.
好，我想我们今天的时间已经没有。
Our time has gone today.